You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Welcome to a new episode of Neon Jazz. That was the world-renowned swing jazz guitarist George Barnes with the 1940 song I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, and so did his music. It was back in 1931 that he claimed to be the first one to play the electric guitar, which beat Charlie Christian by 6 years. 7 years later, in 1938, George laid down the first recording of an electric guitar in sessions with Big Bill Brunzi. The Chicago-born native started his professional career at the age of 12, and by the time he was 14, he was gigging with blues vocalists like Blind John Davis. In 1942, he was drafted into the Army, and he served as an intercept operator in the basement of the Pentagon. Following his discharge in 1946, he formed the George Barnes Octet and was given a 15-minute radio program on the ABC network. His style took shape before the development of bebop, and even with that momentous jazz change, he stayed the swing style throughout his career. His style was short, melodic, bluesy, and had a general happy approach. And right before his passing in 1977, at the age of 56, he recorded 3 live albums, and these really served as good examples of his swinging, happy, and often mischievous style, and there was a lot of playful banter with the crowd. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that brought jazz to life and continues to each day with the clubs like the Broadway Jazz and the Blue Room, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to deliver you some of that jazz. Our next track on the show comes from Mr. Morton Downey, circa 1931, with the song I'm So Alone with the Crowd. You may remember his son, Morton Downey Jr. Entertainment was in there. Blood.
I'm so alone with a crowd. Don't feel at home with a crowd. I used to know just how I stood. Now they're wearing high hats in the old neighborhood. Sweethearts who pass me in pairs act like a sidewalk were there. Old friends seem to be total strangers to me. I'm so alone.
We'll be right back.
That was the baritone sax man Leo Parker with the song Anything Can Happen off a 2010 digitally remastered collection of his work. He studied the alto sax and played the instrument on a recording with Coleman Hawkins in 1944. After that recording, he switched over to the baritone sax and he joined Billy Eckstine's bebop band. And then from there, he played with some of the best in the business, like Dexter Gordon, Sonny Stitt, George Ammons, Dizzy Gillespie, Illinois Jacquet, and Fats Navarro. He had a storied career, he did. Off a very cool Lucky Strike Jazz Collective vinyl album, here's the voice of Mary Martin with My Heart Belongs to Daddy, right here on Neon Jazz.
While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine cinnamon patty, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, though I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, dad, 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 dad. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly well, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I think Neon Jazz is out of this world. Thank you.
That was soul jazz guitarist Billy Butler, not to be confused with the Royals player, with the song Don't Be That Way. The Philadelphia native played with the elite, the craft, throughout his career. Tommy Flanagan, Benny Goodman, Dizzy Gillespie, Jimmy Smith, Johnny Hodges, Al Casey, and many, many others. From the 2013 Great Gatsby soundtrack, this is a tasty little number. With the tune Love is the Drug, it's all on that 1920s panache. Here's Brian Ferry and his orchestra.
Thank you. This is Brian Baggett, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the multi-instrumentalist out of Chicago, Sean Maxwell, along with his alliance on the 2014 song Fun 5 Funk. He formed his style early on in the tough and tumultuous streets of Joliet, Illinois, and from the time his saxophone first touched his lips, Maxwell knew that music was his calling. He toured internationally across the Mediterranean and Caribbean, along with many other spots along the United States. Coming your way next on Neon Jazz is the Three Cohens. That is soprano saxophonist Yuval Cohen, multi-reedist Anat Cohen, and trumpeter Avashi Cohen, with the 2013 song Blueport off their nice little album called Tightrope. Some more neon jazz.
Do it.
That was jazz man Huey Sonny Simmons with the 1997 song Coltrane Story off the album American Jungle. Straight out of Oakland, California, he began playing the English horn at a very young age and then got his hands on the alto sax at the age of 16. He is an avant-garde style player that borders on free jazz, and he is a good, solid player. Our next act on the show, full of jazz, is the Chamber Jazz Sextet with the 2006 song Zip off the album called Pals with Joey.
I'm Chuck Haddix, and I always wake up Saturday mornings with Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was the father of jazz guitar right there, Eddie Lang, with the song Wildcat off a Quintessential album circa 1925-32. He laid down his grooves on a Gibson L4 or L5 guitar and was a huge influence on many guitarists, including the great Django Reinhardt. His given name was Salvatore Massaro, the son of an Italian-American instrument maker in Philadelphia. He took violin lessons at the age of 11, and in school he became fast friends with Joe Venuti, who he would work with for much of his career. His great lore in jazz was that he was able to integrate the guitar into that nice 1920s jazz scene, and did he ever. From Eddie to another that knew how to pluck the jazz guitar, as we continue our themed instrument of the hour, this is Bucky Pizzarelli with the song It's Only a Paper Moon on Neon Jazz.
This is New York City jazz trombonist Nick Finzer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was the late 20th century singer and dance band conductor, Alan Ainsworth, with the tune Swing Easy. He had a reputation in the UK as one of the finest to lead a band and was well known with his orchestra for providing the music for the BBC show Lena Zavaroni and music along with Alan Roper. From the top of the Canadian jazz heap, here's Toronto-based jazz pianist and composer Amanda Tossoff with her trio with the 2013 song Fill Me Up With Joy.
Thank you.
In 2013, live at the Cellar, again, that was Amanda Tossoff with her trio with the song Fill Me Up With Joy. And that's what we tried to do around here on this show. And to compound that joy, we are going to leave this hour with composer, saxophonist, and clarinet player straight out of Chicago, Ken Vandermark, along with his Sound and Action trio with the 2004 song called Cut to Fit. But before that, we have something to say. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a dude filling your speakers with quality music via the Neon Beat, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard on the show, let us know what you think, or not. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.